Hey boys, welcome to the Bedtime Daily Bedtime Stories podcast tonight. And we are on part four of The Queen's Task.
I was going to say three, but...
I think it's part four. And last time, our heroes were on the edge of the Swamp of Destruction and were looking down and thought they spotted Andrew's lair. Andrew, remember, he stole the stone that gives magic to the entire kingdom. And the heroes are on a mission to get it back. And they're going to get it back to the Star Queen's castle. The heroes started on their journey, but they fell into a large pool of quicksand, and they're trying to figure out a plan as the walking trees are getting closer, and they're just about to surround them. Billy said to Stella, "What is the chance that you can reach your bow and arrow?" And Stella said, "Well, I've been working on it. I've been trying to do it. I almost got it. I almost got it up and out of the quicksand." And she asked Billy, "But when I get it, what am I going to shoot at? It would be really nice if I had a rope to tie to an arrow, but we don't have anything like that." Billy told Stella his idea. His idea was to give the bow and arrow to Sawyer, who was the closest to the edge. And maybe he could use the bow to hook on a rock on the edge and pull himself closer. Stella said, "It's worth a try," she said. So she got the bow out and she said, "Here, Sawyer, grab this." And she tossed it to him. She threw it and Sawyer grabbed it with ease. Sawyer grabbed one end and tried to loop it around a rock on the shore. And after a while of the heroes yelling suggestions at him, he finally got it and pulled himself over to the edge, and he was out. He looked at the tree walkers, that's the name he gave them, as they were closing in and going to surround them, and he immediately said that he was going to find a long vine or a long branch. He said, "Hey guys, just hang on." And he says, just hang tight, guys. I'll be right back." And he wasn't gone very long. Sawyer was back with a long stick. And what he did is he tied a piece of vine on the end of it and made it into a loop. So it was a stick with a loop on it. It was perfect. He threw it out to Lila, and she put the loop around her, and Sawyer pulled her right in. Sawyer proceeded to pull everyone out of the mud, but one by one. And then he looked. And he said, "Hey, where's Billy?" Billy, he had gotten everyone out, but Billy was missing. He must have went under. The quicksand must have sucked him under. Riley, pointing out to where Billy was, said, "He was right there." And then he grabbed the loop on that big stick, and he quickly jumped in as far out in the mud as possible. And then he maneuvered his way to where Billy was, and he poked down the loop and the stick, and then he pulled on it. He did this a couple of times, and the third time, the stick was kind of stuck, and he knew that's what Billy was grabbing onto. So he yelled, "Hey guys, pull us out," and everyone pulled on the stick as hard as they could, and sure enough, Billy came out of the mud. And the gang pulled them both into safety. Riley gave Billy a big hug, and everyone else followed. Stella said, "Dude, don't ever scare us like that again." And Billy said, "Well, I'll try not to. But, you guys, we have a problem. The tree walkers are closing in." They all looked up, and there they were, surrounded by tree walkers. Five large trees, and now that they were so close enough to them that they could see that they could see that not only would the trees move, but they used their branches like arms, and they had eyes and mouths and lots of razor-sharp teeth. One tree walker was trying to scare the heroes, and he grabbed a large log with one of his branch hands, and he crushed it like it was nothing. Another one took that pile that had been crushed, the large log that had been crushed, and he shoved it in his mouth and ate it like it was nothing. Stella grabbed her bow and arrow and shot one of the tree walkers, but the tree just grabbed the arrow, pulled it out, and ate it. Stella said, "These things have to have a weakness. I just need to know where I can shoot it." Billy was looking for a weakness, but he couldn't find one. Lila took out her green dagger from her belt. It was covered in mud, but even underneath the mud, she could see that it was glowing green. She said, "Hey guys, I have an idea. These trees are controlled by magic, right? I wonder if I can slow down the magic with the green dagger." The heroes looked a little confused. They didn't really know what she was thinking, but they didn't have time to ask her to explain. They didn't want to be tree food. And Billy said, "Do it, Lila." Lila then did something that the gang had never seen before. She grabbed the green dagger and she stabbed it into the ground as hard as she possibly could. And then she let go of it and stepped back, and it started glowing. It started to glow green, but then it changed, and it changed to red. And the heroes looked up and the tree started to slow down. It was like their roots started to hold into the ground and they couldn't walk anymore. And Lila said, "It worked. The dagger has disrupted Andrew's magic." Just then, the dagger started to pulse. It turned white, and then back to red, white, red, white, red. And all of a sudden, Lila went and she dove and she grabbed the dagger. And she said, "Okay guys, now's our chance. Let's get out of here." And they ran past the tree walkers. The end. Wonder what's going to happen next. Should we pray? Okay, guys, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight. I thank you for our Wednesday night time, church, and we pray that you would just be with these boys. I pray that you'd help them to have a really good night's sleep tonight. Help them to have a good day at school tomorrow. I pray that you would help them to stay healthy. I pray that you would help them to grow up to be big and strong, that they would love you with all of their heart, and that you would use them in great and mighty ways. In Jesus' name, amen.